AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is floating a new idea as he insists the U.S. must control Greenland. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
He's suggesting punishing nations who do not back his bid to take over the island, a semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark.
I may put a tariff on countries if they don't go along with Greenland, because we need Greenland for national security.
His message came as a bipartisan congressional delegation visited Denmark's capital. Delaware Democrat Chris Coons was among those meeting with both Danish and Greenlandic lawmakers, saying it's vital to take their perspectives back to the U.S.
so that we can lower the temperature and have a more constructive dialogue about the best path forward.
That visit came days after Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio met here in Washington with Denmark's and Greenland's top diplomats without resolving deep differences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A day after giving President Trump her Nobel Peace Prize, Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said this is a pivotal time for her country.
This is not about me. It is about the will of the people. And we certainly talk about how popular sovereignty has been expressed in Venezuela and absolutely terrible conditions in which we did and how the regime stole that results.
President Trump has said he doesn't think Machado has the strength or support to lead Venezuela. A new AP NORC Center poll finds nearly a year into President Trump's second term, his work on the economy hasn't lived up to the expectations of many people in his own party. This is AP polling director Amelia Thompson DeVoe.
About 8 in 10 Republicans approve of the way the president is handling his job overall.
Republicans remain overwhelmingly supportive of the president's leadership on immigration, even if some don't like his tactics. This is AP News. Harry Styles fans will soon be hearing some new material.
Kiss All the Time, Disco, occasionally is set to arrive March 6th. The album is his first full-length project in 4 years and follows his 2022 synth-pop record, Harry's House, which earned him Album of the Year at the 2023 Grammy Awards. Styles revealed the album's cover artwork on Instagram, featuring the 31-year-old artist in a t-shirt and jeans at night, standing beneath a shimmering disco ball hung outside. According to a press release, the album will contain 12 tracks and is executive produced by Kid Harpoon, a close collaborator of Styles since the beginning of his solo career. Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally is now available for pre-order. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Sources tell the AP Bo Bichette and the New York Mets have agreed to a 3-year, $126 million contract. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.